Rubber game between the Cardinals and Pirates. Andrew McCutchen signing autographs before the game, but he would do more than that. Let's take it to the top of the second. Carson Kelly facing Jameson Taillon.
Here's a swing, and the ball is lined into center field. A late break for McCutchen. He dives and makes the catch. The third base umpire raises the right arm, Bill Miller. And Carson Kelly is out, leaving Paul DeJong on base.
Ollie Marmol not sure about it. He's
the Cardinals
out, are
wanting to ask the video room about that play. The umpires are saying, hold on, don't leave the field yet. And now Mike Matheny says, play on. A diving play by McCutchen takes a hit away from Kelly. The Cardinals have stranded their second runner.
And that ball's hit hard to right, and it's deep back towards the wall, and it is gone. Home run, Matt Carpenter in the first row over the Clemente wall in right field. And the Cardinals have a 1-0 lead. That's home run number 22 for Carpenter. And the Redbirds get out on top.
The one strike pitch, a swing and a long drive to left field. Bam, back to the track at the wall. It's gone. And O has given up a single to Bostic, a home run to Marte, and the Pirates lead 3-1. Brett Cecil will pitch for the Cardinals in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Pirates have Jordan Luplow leading off. He has a triple and a flyout. He tripled off Gant and Bowman, got him to hit a fly ball for an out. Here's a fly ball hit well to left field, down the line, and it is gone. Cecil's first pitch in the sixth inning, a home run. The third for Jordan Luplow. The Pirates lead 4-1.
And the pitch from Contos is on the ground to third, handled by the third baseman Rodriguez, and he throws to second to get the force there. The Cardinals are retired. They strand all three walks here in the seventh inning.
4-1 Pirates is your final score. Jameson Taillon gets the win. He improves to 8-7. He goes five innings, allowing one run on four hits with six strikeouts. After dropping 12 of 13, the Pirates have won three of their last four. Mike Matheny and the Cardinals unable to pull it off against the Pirates on Sunday as they lose 4-1. Here's what he had to say about the loss.
Every loss hurts, and they don't stop hurting this time of year, that's for sure. But I thought John did a nice job. He got into a pretty tight spot in the third, and to just give up the one, actually shouldn't have given that one up probably either. But all in all, I thought I did a pretty good job. Wanted to run our bullpen through, give our guys a chance, and I just couldn't, once again, get the big hit when we did have opportunities.
There were a bunch of opportunities offensively. Was there anything?
We got to put a ball in play or situation. It was big. We needed a big hit. Those were the opportunities, and we were getting two outs, we were getting men in scoring position, bases loaded. It came in situations that someone's got to come through and do something really big, and it didn't happen. Not easy to do.
And that throw from left field, was just supposed to let that go, or Tommy supposed to throw it better?
It was right on the mark. Okay. He heard their third base coach barking orders to stay, and that's it. It's a plan play, and Jed thought he might be able to get him tagged, and no problem.
Always had a rough year after.
Yeah, it's a shame, because then you'll see him make some really good pitches and get some big outs and some swing and miss like we're used to. You see a lot of depth on the slider at times, and other times it just kind of hangs up there, and those are the ones who are getting hit hard.
Monday, the Cardinals are in St. Louis for a four-game series against the Cubs.